read, read books, books. Read, read books, books. Read, read books, books. Hold them in your hand, and you'll hippity hoppity clippity cloppity off to a different land.
I know it's radio, but there are a lot of books in this studio right now. It's cool. I'm among friends in many ways. It is Tuesday and time for book picks from our independent bookseller of the week. Kira Weisner is here and from Merritt Bookstore in Millbrook, New York, joining us to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to this late spring, early summer. We're almost there to summer, and it's a delight to have you here. Thank you very much, Kira. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. It's really good to see you, as always.
Good to see you. All right, so where shall we begin? Because you have a plethora.
I do. So I'm actually going to begin with a book that we have the author coming to the bookstore on July 7th, on Saturday, July 7th, to talk with us. And I don't know if you remember that book, Netherland.
Yes.
It won the Penn Faulkner Award years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. About the whole expat cricket scene in New York. Well, Joseph's new book is a compilation of short stories that have, some of them have been published previously in The New Yorker and things like that. And he just reflects... I mean, I wrote to myself, it reflects the current, like, intimate passing moments of our lives, you know, with little details like Garnet Hill catalog or phone chargers and Billy Joel. And then this morning I opened up the flap and, you know, he said he observes the, you know, the pettiness and underlying, you know, kind of sort of beauty of ordinary life in the early 21st century. And that was exactly what I was trying to say. They're just these moments of things that happen between people with references to the world around us that kind of bring it home. And short stories are so satisfying because you can read them and they close and you can think about them, but then you still get that same flavor in the rest of the works, so even though it's not a one continuous story. It's
still a lot going on there.
A lot going on.
Joseph O'Neill is the author, and the new collection is entitled Good Trouble. He will be at Merritt Books in Millbrook in July
7th.
July 7th, and you can find out more information by going to the website, and we'll give you all that information at the end of the segment, although we'll also have a link to it on our website. Okay, next book.
Next we have this fiery title, Invitation to a Bonfire by Adrian Celt, and it is just that kind of... a kind of incendiary book. It is sexy, it's literary, it has these singularly focused women who want to achieve something and can be so calculating to do it. And I think the question is, in the end, which one of them is going to be the smartest? Loosely kind of sort of based on Vera and Vladimir, like Nabokov, and when they came to America and he taught at Wellesley. And so it kind of puts a professor in a girls' college and... Let the sparks fly.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of mystery. It really...
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
And it's so good, so good.
All right. It is Invitation to a Bonfire by Adrian Celt.
Celt.
Okay.
Yes. Next, I brought some other short stories. Lauren Groff, who wrote Fates and Furies, has written a collection of books called Florida, in which she explores lots of different... people living in Florida, all different places in it, swampy Florida, city Florida, and also brings kind of personhood and especially motherhood into these crystal clear lights where you're holding a lot of emotions in your hands at you know, passion and fear, you know, as a parent, or lots of different things that you can have in one place. And there's this particularly amazing short story where a mother who is alone with her two children falls off a ladder. And just listening to the way she describes that situation, all the different things that are going through, you know, that woman's head at the time, and watching her children's reactions and how they try to help, like, you don't use a broom on throw up, but, you know,
yeah.
It's like, thank you for trying to take care of me, but really, like, what's going through your mind?
That's right. Well, Florida is the name of the collection. Lauren Groff is the author and a terrific, wonderful novelist, writer, and a great story collection. It is Lauren Groff's Florida. Okay.
And then I brought, also a little sexy, kind of lesbian romance, Paris, late 30s, 40s, beautiful book. So I got a copy of this book as a reader's copy, and I didn't really read anything about it. And I started reading, and about halfway through, I thought, wait, is this memoir? Like, is it a novel? And it is indeed a novel, but it is indeed truly based on two French women who had a beautiful, long, you know, sometimes tumultuous, but really deeply passionate love affair. And they were each other's muses. They were photographers and writers. And so it kind of fulfills all the things that you want in a book. You have Paris, you have, you know, you have drama, you have intrigue, you have art, you have love. And it's written by Rupert Thompson, who is a really, really interesting British writer. And it just, you know, it ends up on the islands of Jersey, the Channel Islands, with some Nazis, and just you watch love go through all the highs and then really all the lows, and it's beautiful.
And the name of the book is
Never Anyone But You.
Never Anyone But You by Rupert Thompson. Yeah. All right.
Let's switch a little bit. It is summer reading time for the world, most of the world. Teachers come up with these very, very long and wonderful lists, and sometimes the newest things get left off. So, not always, but sometimes. And so I brought three kind of awesome middle grade books with me. So I'm going to start with Front Desk by Kelly Yang. Kelly Yang really grew up in California with her parents running a motel where she sat behind the front desk many times and organized a lot of different things, both within the motel, and worked from coming to America knowing no English to actually leaving school and going to college at 13.
Wow.
And eventually graduating from Harvard Law School. And she has written this really wonderful book that my daughters have both really loved it. I've seen boys who have really loved it. So it's a book that kind of spans all the different kinds of readers. It doesn't pander to kids. It really brings real issues to light, and it's inspiring. It really is.
The name of the book is Front Desk, and it is written by Kelly Yang, and looks terrific.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Then I have The Miscalculations of Lightning Girl by Stacey McNulty. And this is a book that also takes math and community service and kind of throws them together. And the thing that was the most exciting when I was reading this, besides the fact that it was just a good story, it's a girl, she gets hit by lightning 4 years previous to when the book starts, and she becomes a math genius. And it's both upsetting in some ways because it comes with some other little side effects, but it's a great story of friendship. That's the basics. But then it also brings to light this idea of when you have real life problems to solve, how do you solve those? And science and math come into that. I remember that article a few years ago about science classes at Stanford, that when they were based on solving real world problems, they were both better attended, had more women in them, and actually really came up with answers and solutions. And so while there's a lot going on in this book, one of the wonderful threads I like is that the three of them are working at a no-kill pet shelter, and they really use her expertise to figure out some real answers to the problems that, you know, the shelter has with getting dogs adopted and things like that. And so there's a lot of different inspiration and friendship and family and love in this book.
The name of the book is The Miscalculations of a Lightning Girl by Stacey McNulty?
Yeah.
McNulty?
I know. It's like you want to say McNulty, and then you have to say McNulty.
Okay. We can say that.
All right.
We can be trained. excellent. The Miscalculations of a Lightning Girl, published by Random House. Okay, next.
Right. All right. My last middle grade-ish book. And I say middle grade, but in my store I have it separated 8-ish, 10-ish, and 12-ish. Everything I've talked about here is 10-ish or 12-ish. Breakout is maybe a little bit more 12-ish. It is based on that 2015 two guys who escaped from prison way, way further up in New York State.
Yes, yes.
And so this book takes on that scene, so it could be maybe a little scary for people who get scared by that kind of stuff. And it And it is one girl's journal of the summer. So you have all these cool photographs and journal entries and texts with her mom and pictures that she's drawn and letters that she gets from her friends and things like that. But she is an African-American girl who has moved from New York City to this small town. And so she's moved to New York City, this small town. There's a breakout in this small town. And so it's a lot of racial tension in a personal way coming together, because the breakout situation actually involves a lot of kind of white people who make a lot of mistakes. So you have this interesting town that's not quite sure how it's dealing with itself, and then also has to start dealing with outsiders because everybody comes in to cover the case. And it's Kate Messner, who, you know, has been a kind of a wonderful writer this whole time. And Breakout is a great way to kick off the summer.
Yeah, sounds fascinating. It's Breakout by Kate Messner. All right.
I got two nonfictions for us. The first, I know you had her on your book show, is mm-hmm. Educated by Tara Westover, but I combed the pages and couldn't see that anybody. This book started small when it came out. You know, everybody was kind of quietly talking about it, and it has just grown bigger and bigger and bigger. It kind of, if I describe it to people, I describe it as the glass castle if you turn certain things up a notch. The punchline, right, is that it's a published memoir. So we know it ends.
Right.
We know it ends well, and she's still here with us. And then she starts.
Yeah, like, in that sense, it has a happy ending. Sure.
But she starts at the beginning, and she just tells you this tale from beginning to end that is at times horrific, at times harrowing. Overall, I think super inspirational. Makes you realize that you can do anything, and that reading and education is a real way out for almost everybody.
Educated, a memoir by Tara Westover. Yes, terrific book. Yes. All right. And then finally,
I brought this book by Michael Bennett. He's a former Seahawks player. And it's called Things That Make White People Uncomfortable. And I've had it around the store for about a month or two since it's come out. And I brought it because it's a nice way in, I think, for people who don't know exactly where they stand in understanding some of the racial tensions that are going on in our country. So it's written fairly, you know, easily to read. He has a lovely tone. He's written it with somebody. He's really talking to you. It's almost like you're sitting in a locker room or sitting across a table having a conversation with somebody. And he really works hard to break down those myths that persist and the ways that people are held back. He goes into the college football scene, which has a lot of challenges. He goes into the NFL scene, which has a lot of challenges. And he's a really strong feminist. He has a fantastic wife who inspires him constantly. And he gets in the middle of some political things, and it's a nice place to start for people who want to start thinking a little bit more. And it's true, there are things in it that do make all of us probably uncomfortable, but that is always the first step to figuring out, you know, some solutions and where you really need to educate yourself more.
Michael Bennett is the author. Things That Make White People Uncomfortable is the name of the book. For more information on Merritt Bookstore and the great work they do and all the wonderful books that Kara has mentioned, you can go to merrittbooks.com or Merit goodness, Bookstore, go, right. Go visit them.
Please come visit us. Can I tell you could come visit us this Friday?
Yes.
At noon. We have an amazing guy who's going to be at Omega all weekend, and he's going to come do a teach-in for us at noon. So go to the website for all those details.
Merrittbooks.com, right? Merrittbooks.com, and visit them in Millbrook. Kara, thank you very much.
Thank you. Wonderful to
have you here.
Thank
Again,
you.
We'll have the list on our website as well, WAMC.org. We post each week's book picks and all of our interviews at WAMC.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.